Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Free to a Good Home
Could
podcast.
Could be a guitar or a tuba.
Thank you for tuning in. Interrupting the introduction as always.
Oh, it's like a spinning top.
We have co-host of the show.
Oh, look at it go!
The boy wonder himself, Ben Jenkins. Hello, how are you this week?
Hello.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. This is a preemptive snack report because yep. I got everybody Kinder surprises because I did a really shitty snack report last week. I just went to the vending machine. It was appalling. But so this time I really put in a lot of effort and everybody has some Kinder surprises and I've got a couple of spinning tops. I don't really like the ones where there's no assembly required. I think that insults my intelligence a bit, but you know, I've got a French horn and a guitar, not traditionally spinning top based items, but you know, look at them go. I think given that podcasting is very much an audio medium, they must be really enjoying
you describing a spinning top.
Yep.
I know I am. Shall we introduce our guest?
Yes.
This is a person you would know from the world of stand-up comedy, his television show, Legally Brown, and also is about to appear at the Logies tomorrow, where he is nominated.
I'm sure everyone loves shooting into the Logies.
It's Nazim Hussain. How's
Hello,
it going?
How's it going? Good, man.
You've got a Kinder Surprise there as well?
I thought there was like a ceremony for opening this.
No, open your Kinder Surprise. While you open that, I'll do the second half of the snack report.
Awesome.
Because
and freaking Michael Hing is a stupid vegan. Yeah, so we can eat his Kinder Surprise.
Yeah, I think it's fair that Hing gets whatever toy is in there, but we get to eat his Kinder Surprise.
But what else am I eating, Ben?
Well, that's the other thing. I thought I'd go a little bit lateral, and I got a bunch of Pez refills that don't have a Pez dispenser on them because you never enjoy them in that way.
We are the Pez dispensers for each other.
We are. Oh man!
I'm gonna put it in your mouth.
That's words to live by.
Truly, you are the biggest Pez dispenser of us all, Ben.
That's in the Quran.
Now, Nazim, are you enjoying? Do you know what your Kinder Surprise is? What your toy is?
Not yet. Okay, ready? Here we go. Open up. Oh, mine requires assembly.
Oh,
assembly.
Fucking hell!
What is it? It's a horse. It's a cow or something. That's a dingo. What is this?
It's a dingo.
It's a snow dingo.
It's a weird kind of husky.
It's a husky. It's a husky dingo.
Okay, well, we'll be sure to put that up on the Facebook for you.
And I'm going to crack open my egg.
Oh, can you even do that as a vegan?
Yeah, you're allowed to.
Yeah, egg is like the worst.
Yeah, is that doubly bad? It's like the worst shape it could be.
Oh, man, I think mine's a polar bear.
Oh fuck.
Serious. I got a polar bear.
Like, ours can hang out.
Could this just be the whole podcast?
Well, us just describing the content people can't see.
This is really difficult to put together, actually.
Just going through like 60 boxes of Kinder Surprises.
Check it out.
Oh, let's put it together.
I fucked this. I can't Rawr. Do it. How did you do it?
I use my brain. I use my 4-year-old brain. Like, that's all that's required.
Terrible podcasting.
Well, this is your fault. You brought this up.
That's true.
So look, done.
Woo, look, they're kissing.
Oh, look, and they're playing with my spinning top. Everybody can play.
Get out of here, spinning top.
I love these podcasts.
So, if you haven't already turned it off. what we do in this podcast is go through the week's classifieds and find the good stuff to talk about. And we also steal Hing's Kinder Surprise.
Mm-hmm. Get into that.
We usually ask our guests if they've ever bought or sold anything online. Naz, have you?
Yeah, I have. My heaps of stuff. I've bought phone covers, phone chargers. And only a couple of weeks ago, no joke, this is a bit weird, but my comedy festival show sold out one night and and we had no more complimentary tickets to give out because I'd given out way too many and the venue were like, we actually lose money, so you have to pay for them. Or if you find another ticket, you know, from someone that doesn't want to go, then you can use it. So I Googled, tickets in the Nazim Sancho. I found on Gumtree, someone was giving away a ticket. Or selling it for like $10, and so I found him.
Were you slightly insulted?
I was a little bit insulted. I was like,
"What
is
the face value of a Nazim Nazim Hussain ticket?"
Well, I think it was the full price. The RRP was $25 to $30.
Right, and he's over
$10. But the thing is, the description he was quite generous. He said, "Oh, I'm not going because it's not like because I don't want to go. I'm not going because I'm busy because I got something else on."
Oh, so I wasn't saying I bought this ticket and then I saw his damage.
He sucks. I've heard bad reviews, you know, shit. Apparently not allowed to heckle, so I'm not going. But anyway, so I found this guy on Facebook and I sent him a message. I was like, hey, and he was a bit of an excited dude, like in his description. He's this young guy. And I was like, hey, man, can I buy your ticket? My friend really wants to come. And he was like, are you serious? Is this really? You don't need to buy tickets to your own show. Anyway,
do you think he thought that, like, your promoter had been like, oh, Nazim, have you counted yourself? Have you got one? Have you got one for yourself? Because there will be someone on the door.
That's the problem with selling out, guys. Sometimes a performer can't even get in. Yeah. So, yeah, I bought a ticket from an audience member to my own show for my friend. I got it at a discount, though. I don't know if I would have made money from... Like, would I have gotten... I would have gotten back...
Yeah, no, you... Yeah, wow, you. How much did you spend on... You spent $10 on the ticket.
So he spent $25. Right. I don't know how much I walk away with from each ticket sale generally.
Yeah, but then you've spent... Whatever you do walk away with, it's $10 less because you bought the ticket back. Yeah. Why did you middleman this? Why didn't you get your friend to go buy the ticket?
Because he was flying down from Sydney to support me.
Oh, right.
He was being a quite patronising friend. He was like... Oh, I'll come and support you, bro. As you I think you thought like I wouldn't sell many tickets.
Ah.
But I sold out. So I had to buy my own tickets.
So funny. That's great. Oh, man. Ben, do we have some unfinished business from last week?
We do. Last week, we were talking a lot about rats.
Because there was a... There was a lot of taxidermy chat on last week's show.
Yeah, a lot of taxidermy chat.
Because someone had put a cat slam dunking a bird... Taxidermy cat.
What?
Yeah. So don't get a taxidermy bird on eBay.
No, it was mummified, so it was even worse.
Sorry, what's a taxidermy cat?
Sorry, like you know how like dead cats, they preserve them? Yeah. Or hang dead on, animals.
Hang on. Not all dead cats. I don't do this to all dead cats.
Oh, I thought this was like a species of cat and like these live animals were slam dunking each other.
It's an amazing thing about that breed. you will know it by its slam dunking.
And his alley-oop technique.
The David Attenborough, like the most extreme David Attenborough documentary ever.
That would be so good.
Number three.
Number three.
If one day he was just like, yeah, that's his breed of cats that does this. are you actually going to come at me with this? Like, I'm burning like 60 years of trustworthy. Like, call me out on it. Come on, and just like stares the public down. So we were talking a lot about that. And wondering if there was a market for us. One of our listeners, Charlotte Goodsir, thank you, Charlotte, has gotten in touch with us on the Facebook and sent us something that I kind of wish she hadn't, but she did. So that you can't unsend it. Actually, you can. So maybe
can
that's a thing
you
could
unsend it.
You could delete a post.
Yeah, just
you can't. Oh, delete post.
Yeah.
If it's an email, you can do the thing where it says, please don't read the next email.
Yeah.
Oh, you can send another email.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't. But if that ever happens, I definitely want to read the first email.
Yeah.
No.
My friend did that. He sent like a sexy email to his girlfriend. But he sent it to friends. Like he sent it to her email. And then it's from some reason he saw comma friends, which went to all of his contacts on his entire Gmail. So he sent another one. He came over to my place. He's like, we need to draft this together. And it's like, please do not read the next one. Please, I genuinely beg you, do not. And so a lot of the like good Muslim friends of his were like, we better do as he says and not read it. And then everybody else was like, oh, read it there. It's the grossest email I've ever read.
Hang on, you helped him craft it, but you still read it?
I still read it, obviously. I didn't see what we were dealing with. But the subject...
I need to see what we were dealing with.
The subject was all caps. Like, do not read, please read this first. Or something like that. Years ago.
Oh my god, that is great.
So you can kind of unsend an email. Yeah.
Not if you're friends with a zine. Anyway.
So anyway, Charlotte sent us this thing on Etsy, which is a company that specializes, we'll put it up on the Facebook, or maybe she already has, in taxidermied rats.
Etsy is a company that specializes in taxidermy rats. Etsy hosts like...
Sorry, I'm not saying that's all Etsy does. Although from this sample size of two, that is all Etsy does.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not saying this is not a billion-dollar company that's listed that just does taxidermy rats, Ben.
Can you imagine if they're like, there was some talk that Facebook was going to buy it?
They turn up and it's just, like, sorry, you guys are worth how many hundred and you just do rats. Yeah, that's it. We just do.
So this company on Etsy does taxidermy rats. And the two that we've been sent is, well, actually, it does taxidermy rodents because it's vampire mouse.
What?
Anthropomorphic taxidermy. Coffin. Dead. Gothic. Goth. Miniature, curiosity, oddity. And it is a it is a rat or mouse.
It's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap. It's $47.18.
$18.
In a wee little coffin.
You can buy four Nazim Hussein tickets for that.
4.718.
And it's sort of not in the most dignified or spooky pose either. Like, I feel like there is an established coffin pose.
Yes. It's a rat in a coffin.
Yeah, so how does that differentiate itself from just a rat in a coffin? Like, do you know what I mean? It says it's a vampire rat.
Yeah.
What's in between that and like a dead rat?
Maybe they've got fangs that you can't see because this picture's a bit blurry.
But if they did, wouldn't you feature them?
You want to prop that mouth open. Prop that mouth open. Let us see.
Okay, so, there's copy. After meeting an untimely death, at the hands of a mighty beast, this little mouse has been laid to rest. So far, nothing about it being a vampire.
Nothing.
The coffin is made from hand-painted clay with velvet, with red velvet lining. The mouse is 6 centimeters in length and the full item is 9 centimeters. Who needs that much?
Okay, now the coffin sounds quality. That's got velvet, but the mouse, no.
Will not separate.
Will not sell separately.
Can you imagine, like, can you imagine, like, needing this and being like, first of all, can you imagine needing this? And second of all, being like, oh, hang on.
I need a dead coffin.
What are the specs? I need to make sure it's going to fit.
It's going to match my other dead animals and coffins.
But they've also,
that's a rip. I don't know how they even priced that. $47.80.
It's completely arbitrary, isn't it?
Really
so specific.
But if you liked that, which, you know,
By the way, 6 people Facebook liked that on that item.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like 6 people do.
That
guy's also got like a 16 five-star rating thing. So.
Oh, that's true.
Also,
can I point out, that in materials, there is clay, glue, plastic, chemicals, and animal. So same seller is selling this, which
that is awesome.
Which is a taxidermied rat to look like Heisenberg.
Well, that's good.
And that is $118.
That is from Breaking Bad.
I understand
Bad.
The five stars there. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So this is a rat that they made stand up. It's much more work that's gone. I can understand the price tag.
Oh, my.
And it is wearing little sunglasses and a hat and a little moustache and holding a bag of what I assume is blue meth.
Yep.
I can't tell.
$118.
Once frozen as food for a pet, this little rat has been brought back to life and he's cooking up some meth.
Oh, my God.
Due to the success of the first 2 Heisenberg rats, I've decided to make this a permanent listing.
See, if you're a Breaking Bad fan, that's awesome.
But don't you have to be a very specific kind of Breaking Bad fan?
Yeah, you're a fan of Breaking Bad and also rats, I guess, right? That's what you've got to be a fan of.
It's a very niche market.
You know how sometimes on Facebook you see someone, they're starting up a new business, and they're like, hey guys, I'm releasing my new album or something, or, you know, I've just started a new cafe or something, come by and visit.
Yeah.
And they posted a link to it. Can you imagine if a friend of yours said, hey, guys, I know a lot of you have been following my career for a bit. I've quit my job at the bank.
A lot of you are wondering why I asked to borrow $5,000 from each of you for my startup.
Or if you're Michael Ng, hey, I dropped out of med, now I'm talking about taxidermy rats.
It's a bold career move.
Yeah, and then it's like, hey, I've decided to commit my life to just, you know, preserving rats in comical, both, you know, pop culture and also haunted form.
Because you want to support your friends, but I think this is making the world an objectively worse place.
Really?
Well, no,
that's beautifying dead animals.
I have to say though, the price discrepancy, even though like we're more keen on the Heisenberg than just mouse in a box.
Yeah, mouse in a coffin, quality coffin.
I don't know how
they put a lot of work into the coffin, but they didn't do anything to the actual rat.
I'm sure they probably embalmed it or something.
Yeah, but you know,
I mean, you'd hope they did. it's just going to rot.
Can I just say, if these guys didn't put it's people like this that make the world better, I think. Like, if these rats just died, they would just be in the ground. Now,
or in a snake.
There's something to us.
That's true.
We can laugh at them. We can touch dead animals.
Is it say anywhere in that copy in the vampire rat that it's not embalmed? You just have to bury it. Like, it's just like, you know, we put a stake through its heart. It's never going to come back. You need to bury this.
But this will rot. Yeah. This will 100% rot. Hing, do you have one to get us started with?
I do. Let's kick it off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a podcast, as Ben said, where we go through the best and worst things of the classifieds.
Oh, sorry. We also wordlessly assemble Kinder Surprises for a while. That's like the first order of business.
Yeah. This is a listing from Gumtree from the Currabee, Queensland area. 4112. Hello, Currabee.
Currabee,
I apologize. And it is entitled Stamp from Germany. Stamp from, you know Germany? You know that place, the country, Germany.
Next to France?
Now, I feel like they've buried the lead on this a bit, though, because if you look at the picture, that is clearly...
Oh, my God. It's not just a stamp of a person.
No, that is clearly a portrait of Hitler, is what that is.
God. Wow.
$1. $1
Why
for
did
that.
Why don't they just put Hitler? Hitler stamp. Why did they title that Hitler stamp?
Well, that's
maybe it'll break eBay rules or something.
Yeah, I know. You can't sell Hitler things.
Well, we had this last week where a guy was selling like Naz. He was selling like whiskey and cigarettes. But he had a picture of whiskey and cigarettes, and he just had like
fruit and drink.
You know, like assorted items.
What the hell?
But like, yeah, why? I think you might be right that I think this guy's worried about having Hitler stamp as a listing next to his name. That said, he's still selling a Hitler stamp,
and it's a dollar.
That's the other thing. Why is he doing this?
Deutsches Reich is what it says at the bottom.
So if you want to make, I assume this is a stamp from. You assume it's from the time.
Yeah, it's probably not current.
This is not a commemorative. What I'm saying is it's a real stamp. I think it's a real stamp, but an antique stamp from 70 years ago, right?
Yeah!
It's not like a mock thing he's made as a joke.
No, it might be commemorative, like there might be a KKK chapter or something. Yeah. Or some new, I don't know.
I would say, Hing, that there is a very specific window in which this stamp could be minted.
Yeah, like 4 years back in the day.
Yeah. Now, The fact that he's selling...
That hairstyle right there, right?
Oh, yeah? It's coming back, do you think?
It is. Like, look at that. Look how short the sides are. And
oh, yeah. Part.
That's almost your hairstyle.
All
you
right.
Look to the side.
Let's see. But if this person is only selling it for a dollar, though...
That is surprising to me. If this is a stamp from the 40s, assuming that they... Like, I would assume that they'd be rare.
Mm. Yeah, you'd think so. So, which means... But if they're selling for a dollar and they want to turn a tiny profit doing the stamp trade, that means they've probably got...
Lots of them.
Hundreds of these stamps or something, you know, so they can make, you know, this is not just a unique item, I suspect.
Who needs a dollar that much that they're like...
No, it's more about the message. I don't know what the message is that Hitler used to be on stamps.
Oh, so it's like, hey, those who forget history are doomed to repeat it.
Here is a Hitler stamp. Let me a dollar. Oh, fuck.
Okay, if you put that on any envelope, like if you got death, you could, I'm just saying, you couldn't use that, could you? Like if you really needed to send a letter and that was the only stamp in your house, would you use it? That's a question for the audience. Like it was like an emergency letter.
Can you imagine the events that would have to transpire?
It's only the Hitler stamp.
Yeah, exactly. And this one has to go out tonight.
She's going to die.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Dear grandmother, first, let me address up top
the stamp. Now, you'd annotate the stamp. You'd change his appearance a little bit.
Oh, that's true. You'd probably draw a little Hitler mustache on him.
But then that would just bring attention to it.
Draw a bowler hat on him and...
Because bloody chattel is what it is.
You know what this also could be? This could be either a child or an alien selling.
Just trying to start another world war.
Well, no, just trying to selling this thing and being like, well, I have no context of what this is because I'm either not from here or six.
Dad, why do you have all this stuff in the room?
Yeah, but I recognize that this is German. Yeah, it could be like an American Beauty situation with the Nazi plates.
I just thought of something else. You know that scene in The Office where they talk about how technically all stamps are legal tender?
Yeah.
What?
So all stamps are apparently a legal tender, right?
Really?
So they're owned and run by the government. So the thing is apparently you can get on a bus or whatever and pay for the bus.
Are you serious?
Can you... Drake, I mean,
this is the best shit I've learned.
This is probably not legal tender, is it? I mean, even in Germany, this is probably not legal tender.
Are you asking? Sorry. Just let me.
Of course.
Let me just pull up for a second. Are you asking that if you, Michael Hing, get on a bus and the bus driver's like, sorry, this is an Opel bus only, and you go, yeah, okay, but.
I've got 14 stamps.
Yeah, 14 stamps with Hitler on them. Is this an Opel and Hitler stamp bus? Let me just stick these to the side of the. Okay.
No, not in Sydney, not in the Sydney metropolitan area.
So if you go like Hamburg,
what do you think is more appropriate in Germany?
Yeah,
it's probably less appropriate.
I think it's probably banned in Germany.
they're pretty
up on that.
Yeah, we've got a lot of listeners in Germany. Hello, listeners in Germany who are enjoying this podcast and us talking about your history.
Yeah,
misunderstanding a lot of it.
And sorry, this is probably the second time in like 2 months that we've talked about Hitler paraphernalia. It's just a lot of it being sold for very, very cheap.
Oh, man. Yeah. So do you think that dollar, do you think if you had a stamp from 1939...
I want a stamp from Iraq. Saddam stamp. Someone's collecting like dictator stamps.
Man, there'd be a market for it.
But a dollar? Are you saying if I had a stamp from...
From 1939 that was from this from this country, from Germany, but did not have Hitler on it, would it be worth more or less than a dollar? Thoughts?
I think we're veering very close to coin chat.
It should be less than a dollar. Because Hitler, that's
Oh, so you're, what you're saying, Nazim, is you're willing to pay more for a Hitler stamp, are you?
One would, because he's a notable figure in history. Was he on, the cover of Time or something?
It was Time Out of the Year.
There you go.
They regret that. That comes up a lot, doesn't
it? Now, Osama bin Laden came up as number one.
Time Out of the Year. Yeah, it's it's not the best person.
It's the most influential person.
Exactly.
Hitler was pretty influential.
Say what you like about him.
But he made some changes around here.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Naz, do you have one you want to read?
I do. I've got an 8-foot cardboard tube from South Arlington. There's a guy standing with an 8-foot cardboard tube just standing next to it just to show the scale of it.
It's taller than him?
It's taller than him, and he looks shocked. Look at his face.
He's
a bald, shocked guy.
I can't believe how big it is.
I can't believe how big.
And he's just presumably had time to get used to the idea of this cardboard tube, and he's still shocked.
He's cropped a few people out of this photo. Look how, obviously cropped. He's probably had his family standing next to him. Wow.
Get the kids over here. We're doing a tube photo.
Look what I brought home. We got the caption. We got something in the mail that came in this giant cardboard tube. It's at least 8 foot long. If you can use it, you can have it. Seems like a shame to cut it up for the recycle bin. And then it's got a note. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. I presume, especially if it comes in an 8-foot cardboard tube.
Yeah.
So what do you think they bought originally that came in an 8-foot cardboard tube?
A massive billboard. Perhaps it was like a billboard from Germany.
Yeah. Or a 7-foot cardboard tube.
With a smaller diameter.
Yeah.
Actually, that is a really good question.
What kinds of... It'd be a banner of some sort, I would think.
Banner or a fishing rod?
A fishing rod.
Can I just say that I love this man's attitude? I genuinely love it. I love that
he's the same kind of guy that doesn't get rid of dead rats. He would do something with them.
Yeah. He's just like...
I'm not throwing away rubbish.
He could easily cut it up and put it in the cycle. It's not like it's cluttering up the place, but he's like, somebody could probably make a bloody great thing about this.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know what you could do. It's like a school project or
something. Well, what would you use it for, Ben? If you got an 8-foot eight-foot cardboard tube...
And I was limited only by my imagination.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fill it with sand.
I would. Well, in grade one, I had a school assignment. We had to make something to do with space. And we live next door to a German space, a scientist, actually.
Yep.
He was genuinely a rocket scientist.
Wow. When you say he was a rocket scientist, was he what is he, 70 years old?
No, he was an ex-rocket scientist or something.
Because there were a lot of, how old was he? Was he old enough to be alive during World War II, do you think? Because there were a lot of Nazi rocket scientists who fled.
Perhaps. Look, I don't really know. He was a nice guy.
Let's not call Naz's neighbour a Nazi.
Okay.
We live next door to Nazis. Shit, it's all making sense. Anyway, so I was like, hey, Egon. Oh, that's his name. I've got this assignment. And he made this this rocket that inside the, there was a satellite in there. And it was basically something that you would find in a proper miniature arts and crafts. And I submitted it as a grade one kid. I made this rocket. And
were the teacher like, wow, he's got a future in art? Or they're like, you did not do that?
I think they obviously thought I didn't do it, but they never gave it back to me. It was on display at the school for years. And I actually want it back, yeah. So there you go. I would use it to make a rocket if you had
I love that they obviously were sus on you, but they were still willing to show it off.
Display it? Yeah.
Display it. Come to our school. We've got friggin' nerdy Sri Lankan kids who have resourceful names.
How good would it have been, though, if they had believed you and then the pressure for your difficult second album?
I know.
But you too. Egon's a space project.
Egon's out of town and there's nothing you can do.
Just Naz rushing up to school with a bag of potatoes or whatever.
8-foot cardboard tube full of sand.
That's why I turned to drugs and just blame it on drugs.
What would you do, Hing, if you had an 8-foot cardboard tube? Go on.
I think I would use it as some sort of distribution method. I don't know what I'd be distributing, but you know how you might roll something down it? Maybe I'll drill a hole through my floor and I could drop things into the kitchen from my room or something. I don't know.
Why would you ever want to do that?
I don't know. I'd probably want to get up from my...
Yeah. And also, if you want to drop things into the kitchen, you don't need a tube. You just need a hole.
That's such a good point. An 8-foot tube would make it to the floor.
That is not useful at all. Yeah, you're right.
It's almost you could use that to transport... if you... From your neighbor's house to yours, you could...
Oh, yeah.
You could...
Hey, curve. That very short-lived time where things moved around in pneumatic tubes. You see it in 80s movies, where they wrap up a note in a little cylinder and put it in the thing and it goes...
Yeah. Those are, they looked awesome in movies.
Yeah, and like we did it for like a couple of years, I think, and then we were like, this
no,
is...
it was for like 100 years because it was. There are tubes all over Paris.
What I was going to say, the Parisian one, they had such amazing infrastructure. Mm. They built so many of these things.
They're still in the hotels and stuff like that now.
Well, a little bit, but they are
in the sewers.
They don't work, but they're all over the sewers now in Paris, and you can go from building to building. You could have delivered things from building to building, and you could have like, yeah.
So the idea is if you want to deliver something just to the next door guy,
like a letter, what you do is you put in the thing, goes shoom, and it goes to a central place, and the person picks it up, and they go, it's going here, and they go put it into this tube, and it goes shoom at that to that tube, and goes to the other hotel.
I swear to God, it was only around for like 5 years. I don't think it's been hundreds.
Why did they get rid of that?
Because I think around about that time we were able to send things instantly across the world.
What, email?
No, bigger tubes. system of submarine tubes.
All right, Ben, do you have another one? Let's move on.
Yeah, I got one. This is from the freebies section.
This is a hit and miss section.
Yeah.
Is it just people just literally throwing out trash?
Well, yeah, it's a mixture of people throwing out trash and people wanting shit for free. And this is in the second category. This is from Point Cook, and it's from Drew. Wanted. This is in the free section. Lion King tickets tonight. Urgent. That's the whole ad.
Oh, God.
Now,
you want some for free?
Yeah. Now, Drew, I'm sorry, mate. Like,
it goes the other way.
Yeah.
Last minute, you got to pay top dollar.
I mean,
unless you're in the same stand ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a third of the price. Get to that free section.
Like, how entitled is Drew?
I know. What a douche.
And also, like...
But I wonder if he actually scored there.
If someone's like, all right.
Because you know what? If you wanted to give away tickets at the last minute, like, to set up, like, it takes a while to set up an account, I presume, on Gumtree.
Yeah.
To find a buyer.
Yeah. So it's got to be, like, someone who's got tickets, and they're like, Martha, sorry, we can't go anymore.
Martha.
Drew needs these.
Yeah. And Martha's there, like, dressed up as, like, Simba, ready to go, with a little Lion King flag. I just don't know what this guy's plan was. Mm. Like, did he think it was, like, going to the movies where you just rock up?
And
so he's got his family ready to go, and somebody's like, oh, no, it doesn't work that at all, mate. Like, you need to buy these months ago, and they're hundreds of dollars. And he's gone, righto, hang on, give me how long okay, yeah, this is urgent, so I will say it's urgent, but I'm pretty sure someone will give this to
me. Like, out the front of the theatre, yeah,
urgent.
Just waiting.
Or maybe he cheated on his wife, and his wife loves Lion King. And
that's all it's going to fix it.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe. Or maybe this guy does this all the time and he gets free tickets last minute and then he sells them at the door.
I was thinking he's kind of a reverse scalper.
Maybe.
He just goes out the front and he's like, give me tickets. give me tickets.
Urgent.
Urgent, give me tickets.
Free.
Give me tickets.
So
love that sprinkle.
Where is the Lion King? Where was the sad place?
I assume it's Melbourne.
Is that with Lion King?
Lion King's playing in Melbourne.
Is this a sad place?
And these are tickets. I don't know a lot about musical theatre, but these are tickets that are going for hundreds of dollars, are they?
Hundreds of dollars, at least.
Have you seen the Lion King musical, Ben?
Yeah, I have.
I've seen the movie.
Since you've seen the movie and the musical, and you've just seen the movie.
No, I've seen the musical. I've seen them.
All right, which one did you enjoy better, Ben?
Oh, well, the musical is a bloody spectacular, mate. It's cool. There's dancing and puppets and singing.
Well, there's dancing and lions. In the Lion King movie.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. And you can't tell they're puppets in the movie.
It's cartoon as well.
Yeah.
Does the musical have Rowan Atkinson in it?
No, but it has someone doing a pretty bad Rowan Atkinson.
Do they just do one of his other characters?
Yeah, it's Mr. Bean. He doesn't say a word. It's very bad in his solos. No, credit to the cast. It's pretty good. I can't remember which characters.
Whoopi, was she in there?
The hyenas. Yeah, you could tell that some actors had been like, well, no, I'm going to put my spin on this. It's like, no, we know how
this
goes.
We don't want your spin.
Yeah, exactly. We know exactly the intonation that you need to
do.
So, for example, like, you know the bit where Zazu's in the cage and and he's like, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, that thing. Yeah, yeah. You know how it goes. Yeah.
Everyone knows it. Everyone's singing the rest of that line right now.
Yeah. Remix that shit.
Yeah, and then that person did a bit of, I can't remember what it was, but it was something like Kesha.
Oh, man.
I
throw tuna tins at that guy's face mid-song. Piss off. Get off. I want my free tickets back.
Hey, I've got one here I want to share with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is entitled, this is from Sydney, from Personals, from Craigslist, Man Seeking Woman.
Ooh.
It's entitled, Is This What They Call revenge sex. Nice. And revenge sex is in inverted commas.
Is that the title of a thing?
Yeah, yeah. It reads as follows. My girlfriend works in a bar at a nightclub in the city. Mm-hmm. She came in yesterday with what I believe to be fake tears.
Oh, God.
And told me...
Oh, this man sounds awful.
...that she'd had sex with one of the nightclub patrons last Saturday night.
Okay, she sounds awful.
Yeah, so she's cheated on him, apparently. Okay. Well, yeah, with fake tears, apparently, in his book, right? No matter how many times I work this through in my head, I can't get past the fact that she'll probably do it again, and hence my reasoning for posting here.
Okay. Hang on, is this, like, what section is this?
This is in Man Seeking Woman.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, here's where it all comes together. I'm thinking of bringing a lucky lady over, fucking the shit out of her, then I'll call my girlfriend over, and she'll eventually walk in on us. So I'm guessing looking for a woman who has been cheated on and can totally relate to what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
I'm tall, attractive, have my shit together. Do you?
Do you?
And I'm quite well endowed.
And also, does that really matter?
Yeah. Send me a pic and I'll return the favor. Let's get this rolling ASAP.
Oh,
24-year-old man
I think
in Sydney.
Aside from... Oh, this isn't Sydney. This is in our fair city.
Wow. Yes.
Can I... Yeah.
That's everyone's... Look. If people that have been cheated on would feel like that they just want to do the same thing back to their partner, so this is kind of like a revenge fantasy that no one ever decides to act on.
Because what I like about it is that he's not just trying to be like, he's not just going out and doing it and being like, yeah, now you know how it feels, we're even. He actually wants to orchestrate her walking in on it.
Yeah,
I know.
So like, can you imagine like, you know, you can't time that.
Getting caught cheating is actually probably statistically quite difficult.
Yeah, because like, the thing
unless
is like...
Unless you go for like hours and hours.
That's the thing, right?
Oh, so like, you've got to time it right.
So yeah, can you imagine like being this woman who signs up for this, being like, okay, well, you know, you seem like you got your shit together. This sounds great. Great, yeah, where do I sign? And then you come over for some sexy times and he's like, not yet.
Wait.
We're going to wait until we can hear the car in the driveway.
All right, no, she's leaving Westfield now. She'll be 20 minutes.
Oh God, that is such a weird. I wonder if that's like the first time anyone's actually tried that.
I'm sure people have tried it before, but what's particularly weird?
No, but like put out an ad asking for that.
It is odd, isn't it?
Because people have revenge sex all the time.
Why wouldn't he just leave? Presume. If he doesn't want to be in this relationship, why doesn't he just leave?
No, because revenge is sweeter.
Oh, because he wants to.
Also,
he wants to hurt her feelings.
Like, let's look at what
now
he
you
wants.
You know how it feels.
Let's look at what this guy's end game is. Like, he wants to have sex with somebody else. That's clear, and he also wants to.
Hurt his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, I don't know.
That's the other thing. It doesn't seem like he's wanting to terminate the relationship.
No, he just wants to fester in this pool of hatred.
Wait, why doesn't he go to the nightclub where she works and has sex on the dance floor in front of her with someone?
Yeah.
I don't think that's as easy as you think it is, Naz. Maybe he's tried that.
Hey, you've never gone out clubbing with me, Hing.
I've
never done that.
You've never sold out a show so bad you had to buy tickets to
for $10.
Dude, yeah, I mean, maybe he's already tried that, though. Maybe he went to the nightclub and he's like, hey, Charlene! I'm here!
You want to have sex on the dance floor now?
Yeah, and then she's like, no, I'm working, I'm busy. And then he's like, yeah, well, don't worry, I'll just be here with these lovely ladies, all of them. Ladies, anyone?
Hey,
no?
Hey.
All right, I'll
Who
see
wants
you
to do something especially hateful?
Yeah. Why wouldn't he just get a prostitute over?
Yeah, I mean, if that's his end game. I don't know. I also feel like what he's entering into.
To be honest, that is an interesting way of trying to get girls into bed, I think. That's his game. It's a weird game.
Oh.
I think he's just found a really weird.
Yeah, it's like a point of difference.
We haven't actually realized.
Is it a lie?
It's a lie.
Do you think the whole thing's a lie?
And then he'll be like, oh, well, my girlfriend never came home.
Oh, well.
But, you know, here's a picture of her that isn't just a thing from a yogurt ad that I cut out of a magazine.
Yeah, I got my shit together.
Yeah.
As you can see, she really enjoys yogurt. Yeah, she enjoys yogurt. In fact, there's lots of photos of her enjoying yogurt.
It's kind of our personal joke.
I picked up on it, though. I got it. It wasn't that in.
the what this guy and possibly his girlfriend seem to be entering into is like a horrible spite arms race.
Yeah, like a prank war, but like the worst type of prank war.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be more and more public, more and more embarrassing kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Would you guys like another one?
Yes, please.
This is from Oh, Naz, you're really good at pronouncing places from Queensland.
Oh, no, there was just that one because there was a mosque there in Kurrabi.
Oh, so,
nice. Karabi.
Caboolture?
Caboolture, there you
Caboolture?
Go.
Caboolture?
Nailing it.
We had somebody write in and say, it is amazing the frequency and the reliability of both of you mispronouncing anything that's north of Byron Bay.
Really? So everything's south of Byron Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do most stuff in New South Wales and Victoria, but you get up to Queensland, I have no idea.
Caboolture. Anyway, this is just a bit of a puzzle. This one, it's a bit of a riddle for you guys. This is from Rebecca.
Okay.
And it's will say, I think she means pay, but that's cool. It's just the title. Second word in the title. No time. No time to fix that. It's not even like it's a kind of like, it's not even like that's a possible spelling. It's like she's typed W-I-L space P-R-S, fucked it. No time, don't worry. Let's keep going.
Maybe you're a copy editor had the day off today.
Will Psy, like the South Korean sensation?
Maybe.
Anyway, will pay one-way ticket if you can bring my dog.
Hmm.
Okay. I am willing to pay someone who loves animals a one-way ticket from Brisbane to Perth and the required excess...
Brisbane to Perth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And the required excess amount so as to bring my dog with them. Oh. Only genuine dog lovers, honest persons need reply.
Genuine dog lovers. So someone that hates a dog is going to reply.
I just want to put it on a fucking plane so bad.
Dogs hate being on planes.
Now, that's the ad.
Mm. Okay.
I just don't understand how this woman has gotten to a situation...
Where she forgot her dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a Home Alone situation. They've accidentally counted the same person, the same dog twice.
And now the dog is using the credit card. Yeah.
Getting all sorts of mischief with Tim Curry.
Now Joe Pesci.
The point is, did you just correct me about Home Alone?
No, I said Tim Curry and Joe Pesci. They're the two.
I thought you were like, no, it's Joe Pesci.
No, they're both.
How very dare you.
Wait, am I wrong? Joe Pesci's the other...
No, you are right. I thought you were being like, okay, mate, but you mean Joe Pesci. But I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, but you've got Curry Pesci confusion.
Is this like your number
it's
one?
It's not even, you know. I'm just picking a fight with him.
It's all about childhood movies. That's all. Like, all of us grew up with Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have we talked about Home Alone a lot on the podcast? I feel like it comes up a lot.
A fair bit.
Freaking love
Have we talked a lot about how like Joe Pesci's at that point was quite a well-known actor, and then he went and did Home Alone? That's really weird.
No, see, I think he'd already he'd already gotten the Oscar for Goodfellas by then.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's got an Oscar, and then he goes and does Home Alone.
Pesci's got range.
He's got range, and he's generous.
He's generous with his time.
Who's going to allow the man from Goodfellas near children?
Yeah, that was an odd casting choice.
But he wasn't playing like a decent dude.
That's true.
Yeah,
he was playing a weird creepy.
Yeah,
guy,
that is true.
Trying
that
to get in and rob a.
Have we talked about who would play the Sticky Bandits if Home Alone was remade today?
That's a great topic of conversation.
Do you know who I think one of them would be?
Who?
Adam Driver.
Oh, from Girls.
Yeah.
Adam Driver from Girls.
I think he might play the Daniel Stern character.
Oh, and Don Draper is the other one?
John Hamm?
John Hamm could... Is he too handsome, maybe?
He's too handsome. You need... who would play... Who fills Pesci's shoes?
You want angry... Oh, Danny DeVito? Is he available?
Danny DeVito's too obvious.
He's too old. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
And he could have... The thing is... DeVito was probably passed up on that.
He probably turned it down back in the 90s. Or
yeah,
whatever.
So he's not going to come around again.
Yeah. Michael Jordan. I'm just thinking of other
movies. What, like from Floyd Space Mayweather? Jam. Oh, okay. I'm just talking about bad guys.
Speaking of people who have Hitler moustaches, Michael Jordan.
Hey, can you please write into us and tell us who you think should play the Sticky Bandits in the remake of Home Alone? Idea. Oh, let's be clear. They're not making a remake of Home Alone. But if they do. Anyway, so... This person has, Kevin McAllister, her dog. that's one option. And so obviously what she's done is she's gone, fuck, I could fly back to Brisbane, get the dog and fly back, but I could just get a complete stranger to bring this dog with me.
Someone to do this end of June. She posted this.
How is the...
In April.
How is the person going to get the dog in Brisbane? Like, where is the dog? Is the dog with
that's
family? Is the dog just at a house?
I don't know anything about dogs. If you just go, hey, dog, I'm here to pick you up. Like, will the dog trust you and stick with you for the whole journey?
That's on a dog-by-dog basis.
You bond with the dog on the trip?
Oh, like, then
do you then
Perth,
have some sort of right?
When you get to Perth, it doesn't want to leave. Yeah. And you've got to like, no, you're free now.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah,
like, go on, get out of here.
But then you leave. Is it up to the choice of the does the dog choose?
Oh, right. So then you've got to like, no, boy, we had that flight. Yeah. We had that flight you're to like, Perth together.
Do people actually own animals? I think they do.
We do this a fair bit.
Legally, yes.
We do this a fair bit on the podcast, and maybe it's just because I've got Home Alone on the brain. But this does feel like the setup to a John Hughes vehicle Possibly with like John Candy playing a down on his luck.
John Candy's dead.
Yeah, I know, but he wasn't in the 90s. A down on his luck guy.
I thought you were going to say down on his luck guy in a dog suit.
He did that in Spaceballs. Yes, yeah. Who has to transport a dog across the country for some snooty lady.
Oh.
And then they bond, but he hates dogs and then he likes dogs in the end.
This is a real...
And it's called Dog Plane.
Dog Plane. Dog on a plane.
There you go.
Get but, these dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you... You know what I've just realized?
Mm-hmm.
I... Like, you're not traveling with this dog. This dog is going to be on your plane, but in, like, the engine room. Is there an engine room on a plane?
I don't know, but there's an animal room, and they just all sit there in cages.
Yeah, but it's not going to be with you, right?
Well, do they put them to sleep? Like, is there, like, sleeping gas? That they put
I don't
on?
Think they gas the dog.
I also think that putting, like, you don't want to ever, tempt people by saying, we're going to put the animals to sleep for a bit, because that is a euphemism for euthanizing dogs, you
That's
know?
That's true.
So, like, you're going to see in the Virgin ad, they'll be like, don't worry, all our animals are lovingly put to sleep for the duration of the flight.
You got nothing to worry about.
Do you know, we wanted to bring our cat to New York with us, because I don't think I've talked about this podcast. We're going to, Anya and I are moving to New York for a while.
Mm.
And we wanted to bring our cat with us. And it's like 2 months in kitty quarantine.
What the hell is kitty quarantine? What, they just...
Well, that's regular quarantine, but it's got cats in it.
Why did they give it for 2 months?
I don't know.
So what? So you arrive in New York and they separate you.
Yeah.
They put the cat in a bucket or something.
in a bucket, and then they put it in a special room in the Statue of Liberty's head. Statue of Liberty is full of buckets and cats.
It's a bring us your tired, your poor, your sick, and your buckets of cats.
Well, this is similar. My family friend, they need to get a passport to South Africa because they're, anyway. Long story short. And so now they're wondering how to get a passport to basically Hajj, right? The Muslim pilgrimage.
Mm-hmm.
Their visas come out like only like 3 weeks before the actual trip. And so long story short, the guy needs to get the passport in a very short amount of time. So if you send it over with post, it takes like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Or you can get someone to fly it over.
Oh, so this is a person in Australia.
In Australia, it needs to get her son's passport to...
In South Africa, so they can go to Hajj.
Yes,
they
can go to Hajj.
Right.
But because the embassy is here that they're dealing with the family together. So basically, they might need to find a random person to transport this passport.
Oh.
Which is a lot more, I think, a lot more valuable than an actual live dog.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Especially, that's so
you're a vegan and you agreed with that.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah.
Is it more valuable than a live dog with a little dog passport?
Oh my God, do dogs have passports?
I can see your papers are in order, sir.
What do you have to do with your little kitty when you take it to New York? Do you have to get a
paw print?
Paw print. Retinal scan.
We're gonna give it to Anya's mum for a bit.
Oh yeah, right, okay.
We can't put her in kitty quarantine.
Why not?
She'll kill all the other cats. Can I just say just
is
really
your cat a murderer?
Yeah, a little murder cat. Little murder kid that I love so much. I don't think a person, just to come back to this, is required in this transaction.
You think that
you can just put a fucking dog on a plane.
How are you going to get it from the house to the airport?
Well, okay, if you can get this person to pick up your dog, like I assume that if I call this person and be like, okay, yeah, great, let's do this, she's not going to be like, yeah, the dog's roaming the streets of Brisbane, find it. Like it's going to be go to this house and say who you are and they'll give you my dog. Then great, get the person who the dog's staying with to drive the dog to the fucking airport, put it on a plane.
Dog doesn't travel well and needs to be talked to.
But that's my point. They're not going to be anywhere near the dog.
Maybe there's like adult seats downstairs in the kitties, in the cat section or the dog section. Oh, and you can just sit next to your pet.
You know, I was going to say no because I don't think they pressurize that cabin, but of course they would because they're animals and they also respond to air pressure. Yeah,
they're also living.
I think we've really missed on this is that it's a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
So you go to this lady's house.
That's a revenge sex guy. He's just getting his ex-girlfriend's dog and just taking it to the other side of the country. Ha-ha, your dog's over there now. And you walked in on me having sex with a prostitute.
That would be amazing. It'd be like, hon, a friend of mine's going to come by to take the dog to the vet.
Takes him to birth.
Oh, where's your dog?
It's only in bloody Fremantle, you idiot. I don't know, check right next to the Indian fucking ocean. That's where your dog is.
I need a selfie with the dog afterwards.
Oh, that is cruel.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. If I ever get cheated on, I'm doing that.
You're flying someone's dog to Perth.
Yes. How awesome is that? Like...
Oh, man. Do we have time for one more?
We do. Hey, Naz.
Wait, because that's not as criminal as, like, kidnapping. And
it's not as criminal as kidnapping. No,
like, if you take that kid to the other side of the country, that gets you jail time. But sending someone's dog, like, that's a funny news story.
Is that also, is dog napping a crime?
Probably, yeah, it'd probably be something like, it's community service as opposed to, like, 5 to 10 years in jail.
Right? Yeah.
Probably something to do with property.
His property. Yeah, imagine if you just transport someone's fucking laptop.
Bed.
Yeah, bed.
I like that you know, like you've thought about kidnapping enough.
You're like, yeah, 5 to 10 years.
No,
yeah.
I haven't.
5 to 10 years.
Depending on the time.
Magistrate to magistrate. And obviously, interestingly, what state you take the kid from and to is relevant.
Yeah. No, if you take a kid to Darwin, it's like all bits are off.
Yeah. Now. I got one.
Yep.
This is Sydney proposals, missed connections on some, where was this from?
Craigslist.
The heading is, eyes met on the light rail to Dulwich, it's not Dulwich.
Dulwich Hill.
M for W, male for woman, or women, Leichhardt North. You sat alone on the train with your bag in your lap and your phone clasped in your hand. You had dark hair and the most beautiful brown eyes. I stood for half the journey and then sat. I was wearing a black leather jacket. Every time I looked at you, you smiled at me. Normally, I'd cast my eyes down in politeness, but you had the most beautiful and sad smile. I think you're wonderful. I don't know if you'll ever read this, but I hope you do. I hope you're brave enough to respond. Perhaps we should have a coffee. Your sad eyes make my heart ache, and I'd love to talk to you. Brackets, I saw your rings on your finger too. Close brackets. Please write to me. I want to know if you felt the same.
So this is some classic.
So generic.
This is some classic "Free to a Good Home" from early days, right? It's just classic creeper on the light rail.
Hi, yeah. I'm a creep on the train.
Yeah, exactly, right. What I think is pretty interesting about this is I saw your rings.
Yeah,
that means he's like, hey, married lady,
or her like planeteer rings.
Hey, married lady / planeteer / defender of Earth's nature.
I don't know which it is.
But I think this is like, this guy has cast the widest net. Rings.
Yeah.
He's not saying their wedding rings could be anyone. Everyone can relate to this. Let's just identify this woman.
Right.
You sat alone on the train with your bag in your lap.
I have a bag. I have a lap.
And your phone clasped in your hand. So far, that's everyone, right? You had dark hair and the most beautiful brown eyes. Okay, that's most people.
That knocks out some people.
Everyone
but
thinks you've got beautiful brown eyes.
Yeah, it knocks out Ben. Or do you have brown eyes?
I have brown eyes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben.
Piece of shit.
They're obviously not beautiful, man.
Okay, check it. I stood for half the journey, then sat.
Hedging his bets.
Okay, so basically, the girl that's thinking, that's reading this, she's probably, oh, I saw a guy stand and then sit.
I also saw a guy sitting, so I guess, it could be him.
I was not crouched on the roof.
I was wearing a black leather jacket, so that just makes you think, oh, he was a cool guy. Mm-hmm. Every time I looked at you, you looked at me. Normally, I'd cast my eyes down in politeness, but you had the most beautiful, sad smile. I think you're wonderful. So basically, normally...
Yeah, it's just someone who's tired at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm tired at the end of the day. I don't know if you'll ever read this, blah, blah. Basically, nothing else. He's written nothing else to identify her.
It's like...
It's just a creep. He just wants anyone to respond.
I think you've absolutely nailed it. I think he's... It's like people say that in the Twilight book, Stephanie Meyer draws Bella as the most generic empty vessel that anyone can pour themselves into.
You're reading, you're like, oh, I could be that's me. A vampire.
Well, that's this line here. Your sad eyes make my heart ache and I'd love to talk to you. So he's appealing to anyone that just wants a shoulder.
That is such a good...
Report this to the
like,
cops.
Not good, it's bad.
That is a but great
like,
read.
He deserves 5 to 10. That's the guy.
I just don't know who responds to that. Like, what would prompt someone to be like, ooh, where do I sign?
Well, firstly, what would prompt someone to read Missed Connections?
Yeah, I've often wondered that.
So you've got a podcast?
If you've got a podcast, if you're already at Missed Connections, something's wrong. Something is missing, and you probably do have a heart that aches and sad eyes.
That's the thing. Like, I think Missed Connections is for people who are like, hey, we were at a bar and it was late. We never got each other's numbers.
But do people even use it for that ever?
But that's the thing. Like, that's where I can see it. It's like... We both had a really good time, and maybe because we both had a really good time, we'll look at this.
Mm.
This
I'm is like write something in an archaic newspaper section.
I can see. Like, you know, it's a one in a billion shot, but I can see how both ends of that interaction would be like, oh, maybe this is like I looked at you on a train.
You were someone, and I was another person.
Yeah, let's assume that you're going to be rushing to Missed Connections to make quick sure we can re-fucking kindle this. Remember that time I looked at you on a train?
You had a phone and the eyes that you had.
We'll always have me looking at you on a train.
Remember the jacket I was wearing?
Yeah.
It was leather.
Remember that time that I was standing, then I sat?
And then I also sat.
Yeah. We ran through the whole gamut of posture.
There was probably a time, right, where you would read the entire newspaper, you know what I mean? And so when they had classifieds in the paper, you might read through the misconnections and you might see, oh, my friend, I saw this friend or whatever, you know.
My friend has a phone, my friend's on the train, this might be her. Right.
So like 50 years ago or 40 years ago, whenever, you know, that's a feasible thing, you know.
But can I, now everyone uses mobile.
Well, no, now I think that if you meet someone and you want to find them,
Facebook,
you can probably just Facebook them, right?
Yes. But no, actually you can't because it's just a random face. But I reckon, why don't people, if they really want to freaking unmiss that connection, just put a photo, if you're so gutsy, if it's like, oh my God, this connection, that is, just send a photo into the newspaper.
Oh,
of
yourself.
Put your face. Yes. Put your face. But then people would send in photos of their friends and stuff. Okay, I can see the...
No. You could do... Because you know what she looks like. And you'll recognize her.
So go to a police sketch artist. Say that she mugged you. Yeah. And then get them to draw her. And then say, oh, no, wait, she didn't.
She had sadder eyes. Sadder eyes.
It's not breaking my heart. Sadder. Just too sad.
Really clasping that phone in her hand. It was on 000. Really.
That is another great idea for a movie, right? For a romantic comedy, which is... I can't work out how to meet her. So I'll go to the police sketch artist and unfortunately you don't get to switch it away in time and she gets caught up in the criminal justice system.
goes to prison.
Yeah, goes to prison for mugging you.
Yeah.
But you're still and
that's serial season artist. Two.
That is. That's serial season two. Or if it's a sketch artist that falls in love with a girl on the train.
Oh. Yeah, because he's like, oh, those eyes. Yeah. Those eyes I drew were so sad.
Yeah, or he's in the middle of sketching someone that someone's describing to him, and he falls in love with the picture that he's drawing.
Oh, that is
man.
That is weird.
Damn. Oh, it's making me getting a lump in my throat.
Oh. All right, let's round it out. Do you? Thank you so much for listening. That's the end of the podcast.
This was a real fun episode.
Yeah, great. Thanks for coming on, Naz.
Man. I freaking love this. I've never had snacks before, or any interview they've ever done. So
do you have anything you want to plug? Your Sydney Comedy Festival show ends tonight, but I think you're doing some shows in
June 20.
Yep.
Doing some extra shows at the Factory Theatre. I'd love for you to come. Also doing a show in Perth.
Yeah, great.
August 1.
Yeah, cool. Tasmania. And if you can't find tickets to Nazim's show, you can probably just check on Gumtree.
Send me a message. I'll buy one for you. I'll get a good deal.
Ben, do you have anything you want to plug? Maybe a story show that is going up very
soon? Yeah, actually, when you're listening to this, the day of, we'll be doing Story Club at the Giant Dwarf. Tommy Dasilo from Dum Dum will be doing it.
Previous guest on our show.
Brady Jabor. Yeah, a bunch of really great people.
Fantastic stuff.
It's going to be a very fun show.
On Monday the 4th of May.
The 4th. And that will be the day after the Logies. And so it will be very high energy.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to be at the Logies?
Yeah.
Sick. Same here.
Yeah.
So, wait, that's May the 4th. That's the Star Wars day. Are you going to do any Star Wars jokes for your thing?
Yeah, sure.
Now you are? Now that I've said you are going to.
Now I will. Yeah, no, it's gonna be very interesting. Both Zoe and I are gonna be very tired. So.
I need to get a tie.
You need to get a tie.
You guys need to get ties and haircuts this afternoon.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting a. It's black.
King suggested I go to Newtown.
It's black tie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, but I'm not doing black tie.
Oh, I didn't know it was black tie. Well, I'm going with my lady friend. She's wearing like a jade.
You got an invite for your lady friend?
Yeah, she got a.
Naz has got his own TV show, right? Listen, he gets invites.
I didn't. We had to score that through someone. Basically, I found it on Gumtree. $10.
Hey, also this Friday night, if you want to go see a spelling bee, which is one of the funnest things we do.
What? That's awesome.
I'm running a spelling bee at the Sydney Comedy Festival.
Of course you are.
Yeah, it's got Sam, former guests on the show, Becky Lucas, Sam Campbell, Jen Fricker. There's going to be loads of fun people there.
Sick. Where is that?
At Factory Theatre. Alex Lee and Pat Burns, also previous guests on the show.
I think I've said this before on the podcast, but it is honestly, I have no involvement in the show, so I can say this. It is honestly one of the funnest nights.
Oh, that is sick. Oh, I freaking love watching spelling bees.
Friday night at the Factory Theatre. Get tickets from the Sydney Comedy Festival website. But yeah, that's the end of the show.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much. Bye. If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you'd like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.